Welcome to the Matthew Carroll Podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
My name is Spencer Roeder.
Spencer, thanks for being back on the cast.
No problem, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah. on this cast, we're going track by track to discuss this album that I'm releasing in a couple weeks. And just kind of giving you thoughts on the song, and then we're playing the song. So if you haven't heard the album yet, this is your chance to kind of subscribe and hear it a song at a time, week by week. This next song, the song we're doing tonight is She Just Wants Me for My Body.
Yep. No, man, and she's looking at me.
Sir. No, man, she's looking at me. Yeah, good Counting Crows reference. But She Just Wants Me for My Body is a song about the wrong kind of girl. Kind of, you know, it's about a girl who, wants you for your body, and that could mean a lot of things.
I don't think it means a lot of things. I think
there's some different things that it could mean, and yes, obviously, there's the sexual
different levels of that.
There's the sexual motivation, but also I've always thought of the song as kind of just like she just wants me as a warm body, like. Which I think most people, when they hear it, just think, oh, she just wants it for sex. But I've actually always considered it, she just wants me to have someone.
Yeah, it's a companionship of some sort.
Yeah, and she's not really, there's that classic, just the classic idea that someone cares about having someone, wants to be with someone, wants to marry someone. They don't
someone,
really.
Someone, anyone?
Yeah, someone, anyone. They don't really care that it's you. and I was in a relationship that kind of felt that way, and it was kind of early on, and yes, it was sort of physical and just being physical, and it didn't feel any deeper than that, and it was just kind of like she just wants me from my body. and so I wrote this song, and it's funny, this is actually one of the oldest songs on the album.
Yeah, it's one thing I had written down. Got my note card right here, and is one of the things I mentioned was on that was that this is more of a road tested song. Like you play this song a lot of times live.
Yes. And it's one of the reasons it made it is this is a song I play live and people go, oh, that's a great song. You know, and it's partially because it's humorous. Like just the hook being, she just wants me for my body. People go, oh yeah, she does. Ha. Like they think it's funny. But it also just has like, it has a strength of the hook, you know, and I always liked it, and I like as I said last week, I like a song that doesn't take itself too seriously, and even though this song has heart, and has kind of a deeper meaning of, you know, there's the line in there that really always resonates is, she just wants for my body. I don't know why I want her. And it's the truth is the same reason. Like it's like I think too highly of myself to let myself believe that it's just that.
Right. You've idealized, you have more of an idealized, vision of what a relationship should be.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to admit to yourself that you've fallen short the same way this other person has, I guess.
Absolutely. And so she just wants my body. I don't know why I want her. I could tell you a good story about love and fate and other lies. And the implication being there that like, I'm telling myself those stories. I could tell you a story cause I'm building it in my head. I'm building this sort of like narrative that this is a good thing, that this thing that's happening, because I'm sort of convincing myself that it's not just this carnal desire for lovin's. but there's something deeper here. And truth be told, there just wasn't. So that's the song.
I was going to say that this is, And not in every song on this, but kind of a theme that goes through songwriting you've done in the past, and it does definitely make it onto this, and I guess both the first two songs are this way, but you like to write flawed characters.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I love... more than flawed characters, I like to write about flawed love.
Right.
Because I think very rarely is human love not.
There was a great Derek Webb quote. He was talking about writing love songs, and he said, as soon as you start telling the truth, it's no longer a love song.
That is, oh, that's so good. I'm so going to use that quote forever. Oh, my gosh.
That's something to that effect.
That's exactly kind of how I feel. And that's sort of a problem, especially when you're in relationships and your girlfriend wants you to write about her or whatever. Like, it's kind of tricky. Because truth be told, I've written very few love songs that are pure. Like, well, and by pure, I mean delusional? Just very, very few love songs that don't have sort of a flaw, like a fly in the ointment.
Right.
And so this song is no exception to that. This song kind of wears the fly on its sleeve, as it were. It's right out in front. Like, this is, she just wants for my body. This is more like the opposite. This is me trying to turn a flaw into a love story.
the character in it, which I guess is you, I'm talking about the...
Yeah, this was pretty autobiographical.
Tell you a story of...
Love and fate love and lies.
Yeah.
And other lies.
He's trying to make it into a love story.
Yeah, for sure. He wants to so bad. And yeah, it's good. It's also one of the more heavier songs on the album. There's a few songs on the album that are heavier than this, but you know, I don't get too heavy, but the way that the producer mixed the drums and the way that it starts, I love the very beginning starts with no bass, and the bass comes in like a couple measures in, and it's real strong. It's like, it, so it sounds sort of tinny, and like it's and that bass hits. It's a real cool effect that the band came up with, where it's just like snare drum and guitar at the beginning, and it's sort of this dirty snare drum and dirty guitar at the beginning, and then when the bass lands, it just like really, it really hits well. And the snare drum is just tuned a little lower and just sounds meatier in this song than the next one on her list, at least.
Yeah, this is definitely the if there's one that's more of the rocker of the songs on the album, I think this would be it.
Yeah. Like,
this is the most rocking song on the album.
Yeah. I think of this one, and you guys will get to these later, but, You Look Like My Ex-Girlfriend is also pretty rocking, and, Fell For You is pretty rocking, but in different ways, each of them. But yeah, this one's just starts out with just the snare drum on fours, chuck, 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 chuck. Just really, really laying into the snare drum and sounding cool. So,
and I do have to admit, and this is a little bit of an admission, I don't know how much I've said this. This song makes me uncomfortable. So mostly, I've experienced this song, and I guess uncomfortable. Like, I didn't really like this song for a long time, and I think it's because I always saw it performed in person by my good friend talking about somebody wanting him for his body.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I don't want to hear Matt talking about that.
That's your impression, man. There's nothing but beauty in this.
but once, I think really, like, once it got the full treatment and it became this more of a rockin' song, it kind of turned me around.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Because I totally understand that. There are other songs that got a little more of a full treatment in the writing process that you did not, never turned you around on.
there's
one song that I wrote actually, and demoed but did not make the album, called Talking Dirty, and
I have to say I really loved that bass part that Abe did, though.
Oh, it's
that,
so that good was, the bass part is so good
that turned me around to begin for
oh
a
nice
bit.
I like it. I'm glad.
But if you play it on a certain thing and the bass doesn't actually come through, like for some reason, the way the bass on that demo was, if you just play it on your phone,
right,
like you just can't hear it at all. Like you can't hear the notes.
That's the way it is with most stuff if you play it on a phone, because your phone can't produce those notes. Those
usually
bases.
I can hear like the melody of the bass, but it doesn't have like the resonance, but you can't hear any of it. And then I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to listen to this song without the bass. Like,
Yeah, I actually haven't listened to that song in a while, but it's funny your reaction. You're so repressed, Spencer. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's love. It's sex. It's fine.
Actually, in this song, it wasn't beautiful because you talk about how it was empty. Essentially,
yeah. No, I know. But this okay. She just wants her body not beautiful. But most of the other ones beautiful. talking dirty, nothing but beauty. Anyway, yeah. So this song,
it's about drunk dialing his girlfriend. It's not that beautiful.
Oh, it is true. It is about drunk dialing. And I think I had to add that. That was the fly in the ointment. Is that like it's that song? It was, you know, not to get too heavy into this one, but is about, you know, like calling your girlfriend or boyfriend when you've been away too long, or wife or husband when you've been away too long, and you're you know, calling them and talking sexy. But in the song, I drink some whiskey to like get myself in the mood or something. It's like, that's not even true. It's just funny. That's my fly in the ointment. I had to make the protagonist drunk.
Lots of ointment.
Lots of ointment. Lots of fly.
Well, now we've talked too much about a song that's not on the album.
That's not on the album, and people aren't going to hear. Yeah, so sorry about that, guys. Maybe one day I'll release it as a joke. Anyway, so this one, in a similar way, made Spencer uncomfortable. That's what we're getting at. Spencer is repressed. That's what we're. This whole thing is just about Spencer being repressed. That's why I wanted to explore it fully. So you guys can understand the character of Spencer as we move on through this podcast.
Yeah, that was called character. The whole album is really a character study of me.
Well, I was getting at the podcast as a character is a bit of, it should be, if done right, any podcast is a bit of a character study of all the hosts. So we had to flesh you out by talking about talking dirty.
Yeah. Anyway, like, you know, you guys can do the experiment at home. If you can get a friend of yours that you've known for, oh, how long have we known each other? That's like almost 20 years.
Ooh, so get is a that friend true?
That's known each
that's
other.
Crazy.
Yeah, that you've known for 20 years, and have them get on stage and talk about how people want to do things to their body and see how it makes you feel.
I think most of our listeners will be fine with that. I think it's your repression, man.
No, it's a 20-year experiment.
So what you have to do...
How we get started now.
That's you have to go become friends with someone for 20 years. Don't pick an already existing friend. That's not fair.
And they can't sing Matt's song. They have to sing their own song. It's got to be very personal.
It's written about their own personal experiences. Yes. Yeah, I gotcha. One little hook I wanted to talk about, and this is kind of inside baseball to She Just Wants Me Around My Body, and I've always really enjoyed it, and it's something I've never really told except for maybe the band, because I wanted them to express it a certain way. But there's 2 points in the song where there's a rhythm, and it goes, ba-na-na-ma, ba-na-na-ma, ba-na-na-ma. And I've always considered that rhythm to mean sexy time. and so it's like it's funny because it is sort of like boisterous and like dan-a-ga-dan, dan-a-ga-dan. Like that's kind of like my thought process is sort of like a 13-year-old thinking about sex. and so in the
so is a certain is there a time signature? Is that what you're getting at?
No,
time
no
signature. To-
in the song, there's 2 points where it happens, and it's both times it's expressing that same idea, and it's expressing. It says, I'd love to say that I turned her away. I'm sure I'd seem a stronger man, but that's not what happened. And when I say that's not what happened, it goes dan-a-ga-dan, dan-a-ga-dan, dan-a-ga-dan. And in my mind, that's always been, you know, this is what happened. The guitar is answering what happened.
So this is your version of Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the guitar is doing Bow Chicka Wow Wow in my head. It's going dang-a-da-gan, dang-a-da-gan. And then at the very end of the song, it goes, she just wants me for my dang-a-da-gan, dang-a-da-gan, dang-a-da-gan. And so it does that same like hook as a replacement for body. And it just that one moment, and I just really liked. I've always loved that little like inside baseball thing. I've never shared it with anybody, so I thought,
no,
if anywhere,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. If anywhere, this podcast was the place to share things like that for people who are interested in things like that. So I always really enjoyed and what we got to do on the album. Not only that rhythm, but we also got some cool like lead guitar going meow, meow, meow. Like wailing, sort of like, you know, just kind of classic 80s sexy wailing guitar. So I really enjoy that that little tidbit, I guess.
It's always a fun thing on different albums that you hear that I'm mainly thinking, you know, me and Matt have a little bit of different music taste, but I really am a fan of Bright Eyes, and there's a few spots and one, like there's a song where it's just for one note, like one word, he sounds like Tom Petty. And stuff like that. And so you got to do a lot of things like that where it'd be, oh, well, in this one guitar part, this is going to channel a hair band or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No, totally. There's definitely moments like that on the album where there's a song we're coming up on. It's, I think, number 5. So it'll be in the 5th or 6th podcast here. There's a song coming up that we tried for weeks and weeks to find the voice of that song, and I just could not find the voice of that song. I just couldn't figure out what happened. And then finally I just like settled on there being like, I need like a hair metal guitar in there. And it just fixed the song. It just made the song really, really good.
I'm gonna say you've reinforced another theme of the podcast. The track is number 4.
Oh yeah, Matt,
ex-girlfriend.
Matt doesn't know his own album, that's right. So it'll be podcast 5 is what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
It will be podcast 5.
But that's not what I meant.
Speaking of which, I think we it's time to play the song.
I think it is.
Move on to track number 3 next week.
We'll be back next week with I think these first 3 should have dropped at the same time, so you guys should have heard the first 3 casts by now. But track 4 Or podcast 4, this is going to mess me up the whole time. Podcast 4, which will be track 3, we'll be with you. We'll be dropping that next week ish. I might drop 2 a week. We'll see how we get the recording schedule and see how we can drop these in a reasonable fashion. The album comes out February 1st. If you're interested, please, 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 please go to MatthewCarrollMusic.com and sign up on the email list at a minimum, and at a maximum, buy the album. It's also available on iTunes. There's t-shirts. There's cool stuff. That Spencer actually designed the t-shirt. And we haven't even mentioned that you did the artwork.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually kind of a huge thing. Maybe we'll do a whole cast on the artwork because I love the art. I was telling I was telling somebody yesterday. Oh, yeah, my buddy Josh. I was kind of breaking down the whole artwork and panel by panel and showing him all the little Easter eggs we have in there that were like old connections to old art we had done together and stuff. And it was just
well,
it was
some
really
of this
cool.
will come up in I think what is track 5.
5 on the album,
which is
it'll be
Heart on Fire.
6.
So, some of that will come up there because it's album art is tied to
it's kind of the title track. The song is called Heart on Fire, but the album is called Left to Burn, which I also have not mentioned in the first 3 podcasts.
No. It's very bad marketing we've done.
Very bad marketing. But you can find it all at MatthewCarrollMusic.com. You can also find it on iTunes for pre-sale right now. If you're hearing this before February 1st, 2018, if you're hearing it after February 1st, 2018, it's all available everywhere. So go online, listen to the whole album if you want. We'll be here talking about it every week. Here is She Just Wants Me for My Body. Yesterday was the softest that I've seen her. Her breath ran quicker as she held my hand. I thought it was the beginning of romance. I thought it could be love in bloom, but her eyes looked different.
say I turned her away. I'm sure I seem a stronger man, but that's not what happened.